Good morning. This is Stuart Cardinal Bunnell from the Shone FM Newsroom, and this is the last interview in our 2025 territorial election series where we are speaking with party leaders and Indigenous candidates from each of the three parties. Today, we're speaking with John Vandermeer, a former White River First Nation councillor and Yukon NDP candidate for Kluwani. He currently serves as the president of WRFN's development corporation, Kopernisu Limited Partnership, and is also a small business owner. He joins me today live in studio. John, thank you so much for joining me today.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Stu.
Now, we're going to start off with something nice and easy. What drove you to run with the Yukon NDP in this election?
Well, I've been thinking about it for a long time, and I think my values align very closely to the NDP. And I think I'm just at that time in my life where it was the next step.
Perfect. Now, of course, one of the big ticket items for this election, as you and our listeners know very well at this point, is affordability. The cost of living is high across the territory, and even more so in rural communities such as Beaver Creek. So how will your experiences help you to work toward making life more affordable in the Yukon?
Well, I was on council in Beaver Creek. I understand what it's like to work with the territorial government for assistance and funds and permitting and, you know, inspections and stuff. It makes it very difficult to build a house. You know, we're going to make that easy. We're going to government with all the First Nations. We have three First Nations in my area. And, we'll create local employment and probably start putting together some renewable resource projects.
Fantastic. And those sound like a pretty good start to me. I didn't mention this in your intro because there's so much to mention about your experience, but you're also a member of the Yukon Police Council to inform better policing in communities. There's a lot of discussion about community safety in Whitehorse, but what changes do we need to see that will address public safety in rural communities?
Well, I mean, thankfully there is not much criminal activity in rural communities. So, when there is, it's usually involved with, there's alcohol and drugs involved. So I think that, we definitely have to, focus on health and treatment and similar things like that. And I think the problems will go away.
Good. While you were a counselor for White River First Nation, you led some initiatives to empower young people in the community, which I can appreciate as a former young person. What kind of initiatives would you like to see come from the next territorial government to help empower young Yukoners across the territory?
Well, definitely making it easier to start a business. You know, I think that's, if you really want to get ahead, you have to have your own business. We're going to make it easier. We're going to focus on the youth especially and work again with the First Nations. And, they have great ideas. They just haven't been listened to. We want to be there to listen.
Have you heard of some ideas that young people have had for businesses that you would like to see take off in Kluwani electoral district?
There have been a few specific examples I was giving. One was a fellow who's cutting logs and cutting trees, and he's just not getting any assistance. He's not getting ahead. Cost of fuel, cost of everything to run his operation. So I feel that with us in government, I think we can make his life a lot easier.
Yeah, and I mean that's a tough gig with just the fuel costs alone. So helping him out and helping other people like him, that I'm sure will be super beneficial. You touched on healthcare, and I'd like to go back to that a little bit. One of the big issues that I've seen over the last couple of years has been rural health centers having service reductions, and a lot of conversation has come about how we stop those, and most of those conversations come down to we need more healthcare human resources to address that issue. But what's the impact that it has been having on people in the rural communities when their health center is closed for 1, 2, 3 weeks at a time?
The impact is huge. It goes from anyone from, having a broken leg and the health center's closed, to my mother, who was aging in Beaver Creek. The health center shut down. She had to be moved to Whitehorse into a home here, and that's not what she wanted. It impacts everybody in every community. There's an example for how terrible it is to have a health center shut down.
Yeah, and I mean, Beaver Creek to Whitehorse, I've done that drive.
Yeah.
it's not short. And especially if you're in a situation where you are in pain and just really not feeling well, that can make the drive feel a lot worse. So aside from making sure that the health center has staff to stay open when people are taking time off to avoid burnout, what other healthcare resources would you or supports would you like to see come up in rural Yukon, in places like Beaver Creek, things that would help out people like your mother, for instance?
Well, it would be nice to have more healthcare workers to help people age in their homes. That would definitely help. A lot of the older folks up there have to travel that highway. We know that highway well. Just for a simple x-ray or something simple, but it should be done in the communities.
Yeah, it's a really, really, really long drive. And the other thing, of course, with a drive out to Beaver Creek is the state of the roads. Is upgrading infrastructure in rural communities, is that on? We haven't talked about it a whole lot during this election, but is that on the radar for you?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, absolutely. That's one of my top priorities in my area. It's, for tourism, like, we're lucky we even have tourists coming up there. Honestly, when you drive over that highway, it's absolutely insane. So, yeah, we definitely are going to be fixing some things.
Well, fantastic. That's great to hear. I did a number on the Shone Cars suspension going up to Beaver Creek on my way to the Arctic Winter Games last year. I've just got one more question for you. What can First Nations and Indigenous voters expect from you should you make it to the Yukon Legislative Assembly?
Well, I think they can really, they can trust me. During this campaign, I visited every chief and council office and went to every First Nation community, spoke to pretty much every single First Nation person out there. And I think that, they know that they can trust me. And like I said, I have I have an ear for them, and I will have a voice for them in the legislature.
Absolutely. And it's always nice to see a familiar face when election season comes around. John, I'm afraid that's all the time that we have for today. John Vandermeer, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.